You have your Bible, we'll turn to Zechariah chapter number 3.
Amen.
Zechariah chapter number 3. And the Bible says, "He showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" Kind of reminds me of me. "Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts. And I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant," now watch this, "the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I have engraven the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. And in that day, the Lord saith the Lord of hosts, it shall carry ye all, every man his neighbor, under the vine and under the fig tree." And I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on what God does for us. Man, what God does for us. As we look at this here and we see it, and the Lord's speaking, and Joshua's standing there, and the Lord is standing there with him. Amen. It said, "The priest standeth before the angel of the Lord." I'm glad, praise God, that every time we stand and we stand for God's glory, that God stands with us. I just say that this morning. I want you to know and realize that you're never alone. That God will always be with you every day of your life. He'll never forsake you. Even though things may get rough, may things come along to hinder you in your walk, God has promised that He's always going to be with you. Amen. He's going to not only be with you, He's going to stand with you. Praise God when you need Him. So we see that He helps us as God rebukes the enemy, praise God, as we see how Satan comes up with a riling accusation, and that's what the devil does. The devil's always bringing a riling accusation about the brethren. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, what is a riling accusation?" He's accusing us before God every time we mess up. The devil, hey, if he sees it. Now, one thing about the devil this morning, he's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. Amen. So, but when he comes along, happens to be passing by, and he sees us mess up, or he causes us to mess up, when he whispers in the ear, calls us to do things that we ought not, the first thing he does when we do it, he runs to the Father and says, "Aha! I told you, they're rotten as can be." Amen. That's what he does. Amen. He is the accuser. Praise God. I'm glad what God does for us, praise God. We know that God is on our side. Amen. And God rebukes the devil, praise God. I'm glad He does, ain't you? How He stands with us, praise His holy name. I'm glad God does that for us. I'm glad God moves upon us and God helps us when nobody else will. Hey, listen, you can't count on people to always be there with you, but I'm glad that God can be. Amen? That's why He tells us over in Revelation chapter number 12 in verse number 10. He said, "I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power." Now watch this. This is where we get power from. "And the power of His Christ. For the accuser," who's that? That's the devil. That's Satan. Amen. He said, "The accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God." Now watch this. "Day and night." You know what thing? One of the things about the devil, he never lets up. Amen. He's always wanting to tear down and destroy. And he wants to tear down and destroy our lives. But look what he says in verse number 8. The devil's cast down. Verse number 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Praise God. They had done settled it, praise God, forever in heaven. Had done accept Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's our advocate, praise God, our go-between. He's there to help us, praise God, and He's there to stand with us even when the devil brings those wild accusations. He's there to encourage our hearts. He's there to give us the information that we need. He's there to give us that encouragement, praise God, as 1 John tells us in chapter number 1 and verse number 9. He said, if we confess our sins, He is who? Jesus Christ. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? Just a little bit of our unrighteousness. No, He said He's faithful and just to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. Now, what is unrighteousness? That's that that's not right in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you. I'm not always what I ought to be. But praise God, He said, God is faithful and just to cleanse us from our sins. And to cleanse us from, forgive us of our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why? He said, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Amen. We can't say that we haven't sinned because the Bible said we all sin to come short of glory of God. We mess up. Amen. We mess up. We know, hey, we oughtn't to do as much as we do, but we do. But listen to what He says in chapter number 2, verse number 1. He said, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. Amen? In other words, what He's trying to tell us, now there's none of us that's perfect. We'll never be perfect in this world because our flesh ain't saved. It's our that's inward man that's saved. The spirit and the soul of man is saved. But He said, I write unto you that you sin not. In other words, we try not to practice sin. Because you know what happens when you practice something? You get good at it. Amen? I believe a lot of people are getting good at sin, doing sinful things. But we don't practice sin. He said, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Amen? He said, we've got an advocate, a go-between between us and God. Now, the whole point of salvation is to bring us back in the good graces of God. See, He designed us in the garden, put us in the garden that we'd just have fellowship, communion with Him. That's what He designed me and you for. He put us in a perfect place, a perfect atmosphere. I believe it was a perfect 70 degrees all the time. There was no mosquitoes or gnats, anything to bother you. My wife's sitting there going, wanting a little higher temperature. Amen. But He put us where His place. It was perfect. It was a good place to be. Everything was satisfactory till we messed it up. Sin was found in us. Amen. We were tempted and we gave in to temptation and we lost our place and our standing with God. But said, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Amen. So we're depending today. Now listen to me. We're not counting on our righteousness because the Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags. You know those old rags that they'd use to bind the sores of lepers, and when they used them, they couldn't be washed and cleansed. They had to be discarded, thrown away, and buried. Amen. But he said, we're trusting in the righteousness, the rightness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He was perfect. God Almighty said of His Son, He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. He didn't say, I'm pleased with Him. He said, I'm well pleased. In other words, He said, my Son has went above and beyond any expectation I had of as far as righteousness goes. That makes Him an advocate between us and the Father. He said, He is the propitiation for our sin. Amen. He's that satisfying atonement for sin. They had the blood of bulls and calves and heifers, but it wasn't sufficient. All it would do was push it back just a little bit. But the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was that propitiation. It was that satisfying atonement before God. For He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only. Now watch this. But also for the sins of the whole world. Amen. Praise God. The whole world. Because He said it is a whosoever foundation that we have to build upon. Whosoever will believe on Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Amen? Kind of throws Calvinism a curve, doesn't it? Amen? Where they say, well, you know, some's going to be saved and some's going to be lost, and that's just the way it is. But I want to say, praise God, God said it's a whosoever salvation. That whosoever would believe on Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as their Savior can be saved. That's what God does for us. Amen. He's our advocate, praise God. He's our go-between when the accuser comes along. Amen. He's there. He said Satan was standing at His right hand to resist Him. Amen. He's always a resistance in this world. We got to press forward. Listen to me, youngins. We've got to press forward with the help of the Lord, looking for God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to help us to overcome the obstacles that we face. And they're getting to be more and more every day. Hello? Listen, you young people that are in school, you face more obstacles today than we ever did. There's more stuff out there, praise God, that the old devil's throwing at you, trying to get you to stumble. He's trying to get you to fall. He's trying to catch you up. He's trying to entrap you. But don't be caught up in the snare of the devil. Praise God, just stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just say this. Now, I don't know why I'm saying this morning. I just felt led to. Listen to me. What you have to do, you have to do today. Today, right now, today is the appointed time that we have to just settle in our hearts and our minds that we're going to get saved and we're going to go with Jesus. We'll stay with the Lord. Praise God. We're going to stay in church. We're going to become faithful. Praise God. Because He's promised to be faithful to us. There's no sense in you running through this world all by yourself. Amen. He said, well, preacher, Pastor Jeff, it's not like that. So I have all these friends. Amen. Let me tell you what. You'll look around one day and you will be able to find them friends with a search warrant. Your friends will forsake you. Amen. They will. They will forsake you. But praise God, Jesus said He'd never forsake you. That He'd always be with you. And it don't matter if it's in the dark of the night or the wee hours of the morning. It don't matter when that boyfriend's called you and broke up with you and broke your heart. He said, God Almighty, Lord Jesus, will always be with you. He'll always love you. He'll always care for you. He'll always be there to help you. Amen. Praise God. You can depend on Him. Amen. Had times in my life that I've struggled. I've wondered, look, well, I need some help. Need some help. Dark hours of night. Amen. I didn't know what to do. But Jesus has always been there. Amen. One of the darkest hours of my life. I sleep once. I had some night, they were nightmares. Several times I had these nightmares. And I was asleep and these demons of hell, they was at the foot of my bed. I could see their faces. The same accusers, the same one that they're standing in prayer, Joshua and God Almighty, Lord Jesus, was standing there with Him. But them demons is at the foot of my bed. Even to this day, I can see their face. Them face of them demons. And they had a hold of my covers and they was pulling them down. They was pulling away my cover and they was pulling away my protection. And I was holding on for dear life with all I could, with all my strength. And it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Them covers was gradually being pulled off of me. Pulled away from me. I finally lost my grip on them. As they was pulling, just slowly pulling them away. Taking away my cover, taking away my confidence. Had no help. But I said, oh, I just shut my eyes. I go, I'd sleep. I don't know where I was at. But I just said, oh, Lord Jesus. You know, I put my faith and my trust in You. And Lord, I need You right now to touch me, to help me. The hounds of hell are assaulting me. The hounds of hell are trying to pull me down. I said, oh, Lord, I need Your help. You know what happened that night? There was a still, small voice, amen, right there in my ear. I don't know about you, but that tells me that He was pretty close. He was pretty close. So, Lord, I can't hold on. I've lost my grip. I'm going to be drugged down into the pit. And He said, in that still, small voice, He said, just let them go. I said, but no, Lord. He said, let it go. I got this. Instead of trying to hold on, I just let go. I relaxed within myself. Amen. And all of a sudden, those demons, that was infiltrating right in the very presence where I took my comfort, where I went to get my rest. They wouldn't let me rest. Several nights I went through this. And finally the Lord said, just let it go. I said, let them go. I said, oh Lord. He said, let go. He said, do you trust me? I said, oh yes, Lord. I trust you, Lord. He said, well, just let it go. I've got this. You know what I did that night? Youngins, listen to me. I just let go. I quit trying to hold on. I mean, they done tried the bedspread off of me, the blankets off. I was holding on to the sheet for dear life. All I had between me and the demons of hell was a sheet. And Jesus said, just let that go. I've got this. I said, but Lord, he said, let's just go. I've got you. He said, they can't hurt you. I've got you. You are mine. You don't belong to them. And boy, I just opened my hands, praise God, and I just let go. And them demons, I still see their face today, but they're gone. They've never come to my bed. They've never come to the foot of my bed. They've never come into place of rest, my rest again. They're gone, man. Because my full faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, man, it changed my life forever. That's what Jesus done for me. They've never come into my room again. They've never intruded on my safe space and on my resting place. Because my resting place is in the Lord. And if they come in to my resting place now, they would be saved boogers. Amen. Praise be to God. They'd be saved devils. They've never infiltrated again. Why? Because the accuser, brother, because the God of heaven come into where I was. My advocate with the Father, amen, came to my rescue. Praise the Lord. And you say, preacher, why would God do that for you? Because I'm a chosen child of God. He chose me. You know, I didn't choose Him. Hello? You say, Pastor, I wouldn't say that. Well, I'm just telling you the truth. I did not choose Jesus. Amen. Hey, I knew what hell was, and I figured I was going. I was painted into hell. I was hung out over hell at an old Oak Grove church in Leicester, French Broad, Alexander, wherever that's at. And I was dangled out over hell. My granddaddy done that to me. Can you believe that? You know why he done that? Chris, you know why he done that? Because he loved this little boy. He loved me with all his heart. That's why he got up that morning and he preached on hell and it was real and the demons wanted to drag you off and demons wanted to destroy you and the fires and the smoke and the brimstone. Awful, awful things. But what he was doing was preparing me, amen, for a better place. He loved me enough to tell me. He said, but you don't have to go. And there's a little old preacher about this big in Oakland, Maryland. You know the story, I've told it 100 times, maybe more. He said, you don't have to die and go to hell because Jesus loves you. He said, if you'll come unto Him, He said, He'll save you by His marvelous grace. He said, He has chosen you. He went over there to John, He said, whosoever will. Amen. You know what happened on that Wednesday night, 1976? But Danny, there was a light went off in my soul. And I said, whoa, that's me. That is me. He chose me. I don't have to die and go to hell. I can be saved. That's what Jesus done for me. I come out of there, praise God. I got an old-fashioned altar. I said, Lord, I'm an old sinner. I've done been hung out over hell, and I know I deserve it. But Lord, in your grace and mercy, Lord, in your goodness, would you please forgive me, a sinner? Save me, Lord Jesus, from this terrible torment. You know what he did? He reached down to where I was at the altar, put them big old glory, put them big old loving arms around me, pulled me unto himself. And he's never let go. Well, glory! He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm still in the arms of my Savior. Praise God. No matter where I am, no matter what I'm going through, he's still standing there. His presence is surreal. Amen. Not just real, I can feel his presence. I know he's there. I know the promise that he's made to me. He cleansed me from all unrighteousness. He chose me, pray God, to be one of his. No matter what, the devil can't condemn me to hell because I don't belong to him. I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ now and forever. Praise God. Look over in Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter 8. Praise God. God gives us that blessed hope that we all need in the day and hour that we live. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Well, it's cloudy up here. Amen. Is that rain moving in here? Praise God. Praise God. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. He said, there is therefore now. Now, right now, this minute, this very hour in which I live, there is now no condemnation to them. That's me and you. That's born again believers. That's ones that put our faith and trust in Christ. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. He said, praise God, there's no condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit. Verse 14, he said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Listen, if we've been saved today, if you've done what I did, ask God to forgive you sins, come into your heart. Praise God, you're saved, born again. You belong to God. We're not walking after the flesh, but we're out walking in the Spirit. That Spirit that lives in us now. Amen. The Spirit that makes us alive in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the flesh we're weak, but in the Spirit, praise God, we are strong. Amen. Bless His holy name. He goes on to tell us in verse 31 of Romans chapter 8, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Think about that, church. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Praise God. Mike, can I use your example for a minute? Be all right. Mike was saying when he was so sick, he was so sick he couldn't hardly stand it, said his fever got up to over 104. He was spiking up, so he was a freezing to death and shaking all over. He couldn't get warm. He's heating up the things in the dryer, wrapping up in them to try to get a little bit of warmth. Couldn't get warm. He's freezing. Sick. Fever. Checked his fever again. It was almost 105. Nothing was touching it. He was drinking and drinking. Nothing was bringing it down. He said there was something spoke to him. He said, you better go in there and get in the shower and turn the cold water on. He said, that was none other than the Lord taking care of me. Said he went in there and he turned that cold water on. And said after about 10 minutes, he could feel that fever leaving him. Amen. Because somebody was with him. Somebody was speaking to him. Somebody was giving him direction. The devil would like to burn you up in hell. The devil would like to destroy you. The devil would like to destroy your flesh. But the Lord Jesus, praise God, he said, I got a way of cooling you off. Praise God. He said, I have a way of making you fireproof. in Christ Jesus the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise God. What power, what influence can influence us if God is with us? He goes on verse 32 and says, He that spareth not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Everything we have is a gift from God. Everything we have is from the Lord. Amen. Without him, we'd have nothing. He says, all things were made by him. Without him is not anything made that was made. Praise God. If he makes it, he can take care of it. Praise the Lord. He said, who shall lay anything to charge of God's elect? Verse 33. It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even, now watch this, at the right hand of God. What's he doing there? Who also maketh intercession for us. Me and you. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or sickness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, but in all these things we are more than conquerors. You say, well, Pastor, how can you be more than a conqueror? A conqueror has already overcome. Amen. But being more than a conqueror, he means that we will continue to overcome through him. There's no obstacle, praise God, that we face that he hasn't already dealt with. Paul goes on and says in verse number 38, he says, for I am persuaded. Let me ask you a question. Are you persuaded? Have you been persuaded that the Lord Jesus Christ is able to take care of meet your every need? We don't know, listen, we don't know what we'll face in the days ahead. There's things coming at us that we've never seen before, and that we don't know about. But God Almighty's promised that He'd be there to help us through them. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, now watch this, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us, me and you, from the love of God. Let me ask you a question. Where do we find the love of God? In the Lord Jesus Christ, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, I hope we can all say this morning, our Lord. If He's not your Lord this morning, if you don't know that, sure, you ought to just go ahead and get up, just come to the old-fashioned altar, and just pray and say, Lord Jesus, I need you to save me. Forgive me of my sin, come in my heart, because I need your help right now. What has God done for you? What God do for me? What's God doing for us? He's saving us by marvelous grace. He's keeping us. He's advocate. He's a advocate between the devil and the demons of hell and this world and this flesh that we live in. He's given us that hope and He's given us that help. How does He do that? We read in your hearing in Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 14 that if we're led by the Spirit, we are the children of God. Amen. It's the Spirit of God. See, the Spirit of God convicts us. Amen. It convicts us in love. Hello? Because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And when we receive the only begotten Son, then the Holy Ghost of God moves into us and He convicts us. In other words, what the Spirit of God does, He woos us back to God. He woos us into a close relationship with our Savior. See, it bothers me, church, that we say that we're saved and we say that we love the Lord Jesus, but we don't ever hardly communicate with Him. Hello? Come on now. Oh me! What do you think would happen? Now listen to me carefully. What do you think would happen if I told my wife I loved her? Amen. We got married. We've been together 40 years this past Veterans Day. Amen. And what if I told her I loved her then and never told her I loved her again? What if I said that I care for her, but I never communicated with her? It's sad to say. That's why relationships are failing in America today. Because we don't have time to communicate with one another. We don't have time to slow down and let somebody know that we love them and we care for them. We don't take time to quit being so selfish and saying, me, me, me. And to say, what can I do for you? What make you feel better? Amen. What can I do to encourage you? What if I treated my wife that way, the way that we treat the Lord? So, well, preacher, I come to church and listen to you preach on Sundays. Praise God, that's a good thing. But how many times during the week, because God has done so much for us, how many times during the week do we take our Bible and open it up and just read a few verses of Scripture? How many times we just bow our head and instead of doing it, now we'll do it when we got our wish list. You know, Lord, I need you to do these things, and Lord, I need you to do them real quick. Amen. Oh, me. But we need to be able to bow our head and just praise God and just say, Lord Jesus, I just love you. I thank you today for your goodness, your mercy, and your love. I thank you for just being such a good Lord to me. Amen. For caring for me like you do, for being my advocate. And every time that I mess up, and Lord, I do it so often, I'm so sorry. But Lord, I love you. I thank you. I praise you for what you do for me. Amen. And that Holy Spirit of God, amen, he woos my heart and he helps me to love him because he first loved me. Amen. Now, Satan doesn't do that. Now, the devil ain't like it because I'm telling on him this morning. Amen. But the devil don't like it. He tries to accuse us. And he doesn't do it in love and conviction like the Holy Spirit. He does it in hatred and bitterness. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying the devil is not our friend. Amen. He's not. He tries to make us despair in this world. The devil wants to get you down, beat you down, and keep you down. Amen. Jesus Christ is the total opposite. The Spirit of God wants to get a hold of us and lift us up and keep us up. Hello? We have to decide who we'll serve. Man, the one that can help us or the one that can beat us down. I mean, the devil wants us to even doubt that God wants to help us. Have you ever had doubts since you've been saved? Amen? We all have. But hey, we don't need to doubt. God does love us. And we have to go through some things in this old world where we live in a sin-cursed world, but God has promised that He'll bring us through and He'll be there with us. When we go through those valleys of despair, praise God, the Lord goes through them with us. He doesn't stop on the other side and say, well, I'll see you if you make it through. Amen? But praise God, when you trudge down in that valley of despair, that valley of hardship, that valley of bitterness, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He marches along with you, glory, hallelujah. And when you get to the point that you can't overcome, when you're about to give up, when you're about to give in, He gets a hold of you. He said, come on, son, we're going to get through. Amen. He reaches down, He gets a hold of you, picks you up, carries you. That's one set of footsteps in the footprints in the sand. God Almighty begins to carry you. Amen. But we got to be careful. There's two voices that's trying to speak to us today. Two voices is trying to persuade us today. There's the voice of the Holy Spirit that wants to encourage us and help us and lift us up. And then there's the voice of Satan, the devil and the demons of hell, that want to dissuade us and discourage us and beat us down. We have to be real careful what voices we listen to. We have to listen to, we have to be able to distinguish those voices. Amen. There's a lady told me one time, I ain't going to say her name because some of you know her. She called me up, she said, preacher, said there's a voice that's just speaking to me. I said, really? She said, it's so loud. She said, I can hear it. She said, and what it's saying to, and she went to telling me what this voice was saying to her, what this voice was telling her. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I said, ma'am, I said, do you realize what voice you're listening to? It's not the voice of God. She thought she was hearing the voice of God. And he was telling her to do all these ungodly, crazy things. Bitterness and anger and all that stuff was in it. And I said, that's not God you're listening to. Amen. I said, you're listening to a demon from hell. She didn't like it. She thought she done had the direction. She was going to fix this thing. Amen. I said, there's no fixing it. What God does for us, it comes out right. Amen. He is the accuser, brother. He's the one. We got to be able to make that distinction between whether that voice is from heaven or from the devil. Amen. Praise God. So we see what he does here, and God tells us that he removes that iniquity, that sinfulness, praise God, that we have. He tells us here in the text, and we'll not read it for the sake of time, but he says he takes off them old dirty garments of sin that we were wearing. Amen? Whoa. And he takes them off, praise God. He takes them away from us, and he puts us on new garments of salvation and righteousness in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gives us a hope, and he gives us a help, and he gives us the encouragement we need. Praise God. Amen. Gives us an enlightenment from the Lord. He touches, praise God. He takes in an old sinful people. In our case, an old sinful nation. Amen. And he'll cleanse us if we'll let him. The iniquity of this country. You say, we've gone too far. We've never gone too far for God. Amen. Unless they've been turned over to a reprobate mind. I believe there's some in this world, this country that we live in, that have gone too far. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad God loves us and He'll save us if we'll let Him. But He'll take off them old garments, them old filthy garments of iniquity and sin. Praise God, and He'll put us on the new raiment. Praise God. Remove that old sinful clothing and put us on new clothing of righteousness. Praise God. So we can shine for the Lord. Praise God. No, He does it through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that He died for our sins. 1 Corinthians 15, according to the Scriptures, because God said so. Amen. That through Him is the way we're made clean. And He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Hebrews 7, 23. Ever liveth. We've talked about He makes intercession, intercedes for us. Amen. Puts us on new clothes, cleans us up. Praise God. Puts a smile on your face. Hey, listen, just because you're at church don't mean you have to frown. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be smiling because Jesus saved us, praise God. And we got a promise, Brother Josh. We're going to heaven. We've got a heavenly home. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. That also place is an awesome place. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, as a child of God, you've been born again, saved. God's done that for you. You ought to have a smile on your face, praise God, that when you die, the undertaker can't get rid of it. Amen. We ought to be smiling all the way into the portals of glory. And when this old carcass, they take this old body as well that we live in here. It's just a temple. But when we die, the soul and the spirit goes back to God who give it. The body goes back to dust, which lives, Ecclesiastes 12, 7. And the spirit goes back to God who give it. Amen. We ought to be so happy in the Lord that when the body's resurrected, when the body's called out of there, praise God, we'll come out of that ground with a smile still on our face. Amen. God won't have to deal with no frowning body, but He'll be dealing with one that's smiling, glorified, looking for Jesus, praise God. Amen. Praise His holy name. So He restores. And when He restores, praise God, He restores us and gets us ready for the ministry. So that we can go out and we can tell somebody else how good Jesus has been to us. Amen? Praise the Lord. You said, preacher, I just don't know about that. Praise God, you ought to try it. Just go out and just start telling people about how to, what the, there was a fellow told me the other day, said, preacher, I just don't know, said, I don't know how to win people. I don't know what to tell them. He was just as serious. He said, I don't know what to say. I said, have you been saved? He said, well, yeah. I said, what did Jesus do for you? He said, well, He's convicted my heart, showed me I was a sinner, praise God. And I asked Him, forgive me of my sins. I said, do you think He did? He said, yes. I said, praise God, that's all you need to tell. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just lift up the name. He prepares us for ministry, takes off the filthy garments, puts us on good clean clothes, the Lord of righteousness of Christ Jesus, and sends us on our way and goes with us. Amen. We go out in the lost and dying world, compel them to come in. Praise His name. The whole purpose of regeneration, hello, listen, is for us to go into the ministry. Amen? To go into the ministry. You say, well, preacher, I ain't no preacher. Amen. But we all should have a testimony. And go into the world, praise God, and compel folks to get in. Tell them how good Jesus is, praise God. Our churches are to be running over. Amen. We ought to be digging and scratching, looking at a building program every 2 or 3 years. Amen. Amen. Knocking walls out, praise God. Because God's a blessing us and we're so excited about it. We want to tell somebody else. But we're missing the mark. We forget what God has done for us. I was old, filthy, vile, no account, piece of junk till Jesus come my way. This morning I was the bottom of the barrel, under it. But Jesus Christ, praise God, through the Holy Spirit, come and move that barrel out of the way. Reach down further than I can reach up. Got a hold of me. Saved me by His mercy. That's what Jesus done for me. Lifted me up, praise God. Gave me a hope and a promise in Christ Jesus. Restored me, cleaned me up, put me on the robe of righteousness, Lord Jesus Christ, and put me into the ministry for His honor and His glory. Amen. Praise God. See, God didn't take Joshua because he had messed up, because he had been defiled by the nation that he lived in. But God stood with Joshua and He cleaned him up, praise God, and got him fit to go back into the ministry. Amen. Got him back. God put him back where He could use him again. Amen. The restoration process that God does. I still believe God saved old sinners. He saved a drunkard. He can save a harlot. He can save a drug addict. He can bring them up out of that. He'll bring them up and He'll bring them out. Amen. Praise God. He's able to do that. If we could just get them to understand, praise God, how God loves them, how He cares for them, how He wants to do that for him. But He brought Joshua up and He cleaned him up. Amen. He gave him renewed instructions. Amen. If we care, we get to listen to these two different voices and they get trying to take us in two different directions, but God Almighty will speak their heart and He'll take you in the direction He wants you to go. We can follow the Lord. Amen. Looking for the glorious appearing of our Savior. That's this branch that He was talking about, praise God. He said, He got Joshua, cleaned him up, praise God, put him on that new robe as a priest. And he said, hey, listen, just go herald it out that the branch, praise God, is coming. That branch is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. A coming Messiah, praise God, a coming Savior. Amen. We just need to tell Jesus is coming, He's coming again. Amen. I hope you believe that. Jesus Christ is coming again. The angel said, just as you see Him go up, He'll come in like manner as you've seen Him go up. Amen. One day in a little while, Jesus is coming again. Bible says, praise God, Zechariah, when He comes down, His feet's going to hit on the mountain, praise the Lord, it's going to cleave in the midst. Living water will flow out and it'll run across the land. Hey, praise God. Be a utopia of God Almighty Himself. He ministers to the people, but He wants to minister to me and you right now if we let Him. Amen. Praise God. He wants to right now if we'll let Him. He wants to clean us up. He wants to restore us. When does He want to do that? He wants to do it right now. He wants to do it right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, or down the road. He wants to do it right now for me and for you. He wants to save us by His marvelous grace. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved. Jesus wants to save you today. Amen. He wants to clean you up. He wants to take off old clothes of unrighteousness, filthy, nasty garments that you're wearing of this world. He wants to put you on the righteousness of Christ. He wants to enrobe you and shroud you, praise God, in His magnificence and His glory. He wants to surround you in His love. He wants to be there with you every step you take, all the days of your life, into eternity. Amen. Into eternity. But do you want Him? The thing is, do we want Him? Do we want to live with Him? We don't live for Him. Looking for that glorious hope and the promise of His coming. Amen. Looking for that call when He with a trump and a shout and a come up hither. We're going to go out of this old world. Amen. It won't take me not an airplane ride, but a plein air ride one day. I'm going to go be with my Lord and my Savior. Praise God. And so shall I ever be with the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Eternity is a long time. Amen. But life here in this world can seem like an eternity without the Lord Jesus Christ. What God has done for us, what God did for us, what God wants to do for us right here today, amen, at Stony Fork Baptist Church.